Welcome to the Intersection podcast series. Today we're speaking with Bill Rowan, who's the Vice President of Sales for the Department of Defense for VMware, about key trends in cloud computing and virtualization for defense. And Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Sure, and thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And let's just jump right in. Let's start from a high level. Tell us about what makes VMware so unique for the defense sector.
Well, I think, Matt, what makes VMware unique for the defense sector is very similar to what it makes VMware unique in the entire computing enterprise. There are very few software companies that can have come around that can run on virtually every platform out there from an x86 perspective. There are very few companies out there that have partnerships with literally every single major manufacturer and some of the actually very small manufacturers in the IT computing ecosystem. In addition, those relationships extend to other software vendors. When you look at some of the technology being deployed, there are very few technologies, whether we're talking about firewalls and load balancers to storage solutions to end-use computing solutions and even the mobile solutions that don't have a play with VMware. And those companies all have relationships with VMware where our engineering teams are working collaboratively on a regular basis. If you extend that into the Department of Defense, as the Department of Defense has become a leaner and more lightweight force, more of an expeditionary military, speed and agility become paramount. And that's one of the things that VMware has brought to the compute environment is that speed and agility. I think that as we continue on this journey of cloud computing and consolidation in the computing environments, those pieces will become the foundation of what is going to allow the DoD specifically, as they move into this JIE environment, to really be able to fully meet the requirements and see the value that these initiatives are having.
That's perfect, and this segues perfectly into our next question. And I know we've discussed this before, and you kind of hinted at there's a new battlefield happening right now with reduced troops, enhanced cyber defenses. How can virtualization help in this new arena?
Well, it's been a journey in many respects, and maybe that term gets overused in IT transformation. But if you go back to a lot of the work in the Gulf War over the period of time, tactical communications have been a big part of that. What VMware was able to do with the Marine Corps, with the Army, with the Air Force, whether I'm looking at programs like Theater Deployable Comms or Distributed Common Ground Station for the Army, we've been able to shrink those footprints from using virtualization. So instead of you needing six troops to each be able to carry a series of ruggable crates, we've been able to shrink that footprint down to maybe one or two crates so they can be handled by two troops versus multiples. What that has allowed us to do is redeploy those soldiers to other mission and work they should be involved in versus lugging IT equipment around. You come now and continue to progress, and we look at what's happening in the cyber world. You know, the concept that we have kind of grown up with is this physical being your logical type environment. So one computer is where the operating system lies. In a virtualized environment, obviously, logical doesn't have to equal physical, and physical doesn't have to equal logical. But if I look at a computer and I can take that computer and turn it into literally 10 to 20 separate processing systems by virtualizing the platform, that gives me a tremendous amount of flexibility whether I'm looking at particular cyber attacks or cyber defense, whether I'm looking to be able to balance workloads out so that I can continue to operate in those type of environments. But it's also made the systems that much more complex to the attacker to understand his target battlefield is much different from a cyber perspective than it might have been if it was just a physical environment. So we think of that as not only another layer of security, but also gives the customer the ability to continue his operations in the face of a particular threat. So if I look at it, you know, again, that continuum, we've helped consolidate and collapse the footprint not only in the battlefield, but also in the data center. And by using virtualization, we've taken that smaller footprint and we've actually made it more robust and much, much more secure environment to operate in.
That's great. Thanks for those insights, Bill. Now let's shift a little bit. Tell us about some of the transformations you're seeing when it comes to end-user computing in the military.
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that's come about, actually maybe a little bit of back to the future, because this is where virtualization kind of made its initial steps, was in that desktop area. And the solutions have continued to evolve. You know, we went through a thin client computing environment, and we've obviously had laptops, et cetera, and physical desktops. We now are into the zero client environment. And what that has meant along that progression is it's allowed IT organizations or allowed corporations, businesses, commands, to transform the way they do computing at the desktop. You know, if we look back over the course of the last 10 years and we think about some of the different data leakage issues that have come about, a lot of them come about because people have downloaded stuff on their computer and put it either on a thumb drive or a USB drive or copied it to a CD or emailed something someplace they shouldn't to their own private accounts. With the advent of really where we are now in end-user computing, we have the ability to ensure that some of those threats can be greatly reduced. We can set the parameters so that people can't necessarily download things. We can set the parameters so they can't forward certain information. They can't copy information. They can't print some information. It gives us the ability to transform it. At the same time, we actually make it a simpler system to manage. So most organizations, whether you're in government or in the commercial enterprise, have always worked with kind of the concept of a patch Tuesday. Every Tuesday evening, new patches are pushed out to those desktops on everybody's systems. And we've all experienced those, trying to bring your computer up the next morning, and it may take you a while because it's applying some of those patches. In an in-use computing environment that is virtualized, all we're doing is really recopying the new image that we build on the server and pointing the user to that new image along with his persona, his personal data. So what it means is that I can very quickly re-image someone or give them that new patch that might be necessary through Microsoft, that Microsoft has issued, and I can do it very quickly by the fact of them just logging off and re-logging back on. So I help create a more stable environment. I create a more secure environment. At the same time, I create an environment that is actually easier to manage because I now can have people in the data center managing that operation, a small number managing hundreds or if not thousands of PCs. I've also set the environment up that, you know, as computing continues to advance and platforms become more powerful, really I'm updating my data center and not everybody's individual PCs. Now, there still will be opportunities that we will see where people need to be mobile, and tablets obviously have that type of functionality, so do smartphones. But VMware is extending that relationship and extending those solutions, most recently with our acquisition of AirWatch, to ensure that that solution is equally secure through mobile device management and giving the customers the functionality that they may not have had before. Secure content lockers where I can put information and access the information from another computer in a secure environment. So this marketplace is going to continue to evolve. It's going to give customers a lot more options than they had before, and it's also going to give customers the option to manage their environments and greatly, as they continue to transform this cloud computing environment, they will be able to effectively build clouds to support just their desktop environment. And we're going to see a dramatic savings on that piece as well.
That's great. Appreciate those insights again. Now, I know we talked about this earlier, but wanted to touch upon it a little bit more, which I think is very interesting, which is the concept of physical no longer means logical when it comes to defense IT. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you don't mind.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we're used to having a data center and the data sitting inside of storage devices that are hanging that are also co-located in that data center. The concept of virtualization, the concept of cloud computing, is that I'm utilizing the resources of many computers, and those computers may not necessarily all be in the same location. So with what VMware at its heart has done, if you look at an individual server, is we build a resource pool of compute power. VMware is helping extend that into the storage arena and helping customers create a pool of storage resources, maybe create a pool of memory resources, a pool of networking resources. And so through that process, that pool of resources that can be utilized when an application or a user needs it, those resources may not all necessarily be coming from the exact same data center. Those data centers could be logically separated or physically separated, and it gives us the customer the utmost in flexibility. So I think that if you, in fact, there was an interesting article in the Washington Post today that talked about a judge issuing a subpoena for some emails relating to a drug trafficking case. And one of the things it touched upon was Microsoft having to say that, well, some of those emails are actually kept in our data centers in Europe. And the question is, does the subpoena apply to those locations? Well, that's really the heart, a lot of what's happening with cloud computing. The user doesn't realize that his data and his computing resources may actually be in some other country or some other state or some other county or some other building. They're removed from that process, and that is allowing companies to use those resources the most effective way possible. Now, in government, we're trying to be a little bit different here. We understand that we want to make sure that government data is staying inside of government, whether it's inside of an Army data center or a defense DISA data center or potentially a third-party partner of the DOD. But those concepts, those underlying concepts are still the same. This logical concept is that we are creating a resource pool of compute, of storage, of networking, of memory, and I bring those resources together, whether they're in the same data center or different, to meet a requirement of an application. And when the application no longer needs those resources, they go back down to the pool to be utilized by the next application that should start off and need those resources.
That's great. You know, Bill, we're just about out of time here, but before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add, anything we didn't cover?
Well, I think we've kind of covered a good general spectrum. I think that what you're going to continue to see in DOD as well as in the commercial enterprises, civilian agencies, banking, finance, the whole gamut, is that clients are continuing to learn how to utilize this technology. VMware has invested very heavily in what we define as the software-defined enterprise. And how do we allow software to help a customer manage and make more efficient use of all the resources they have throughout their IT enterprise? And I think that what we're going to continue to see is we're going to continue to see customers find innovative ways to utilize the technology that we may not have necessarily seen initially. But our customers are very, very smart. They know how to get the most out of the dollar in these times where money is very, very hard to come by necessarily sometimes for capital projects. They're going to find the most efficient use of the resources they've already invested in, continue to leverage the technology they've already bought, and continue to maintain the skills, have their people maintain the skills that they've built upon. We think it's an interesting time. We're very excited at VMware about what the future holds and helping customers make that transition.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Intersection podcast interview with Bill Rowan, who's the Vice President of Sales for the Department of Defense for VMware. And Bill was kind enough to spend time with us today to discuss key trends in cloud computing and virtualization when it comes to the defense arena. And Bill, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, Matt. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.